Sisters,
弟兄姊妹下午好。
I sense it's a bit cooler in here this afternoon.
今天下午好像比较凉快一点。
Let's begin by looking in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 through 18.
让我们打开圣经，约翰福音第一章，从第十四节到十八节。
John chapter 1, beginning in verse 14.
一章十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
John testified about him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说那在我以后来的。 凡成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。For
of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。For
the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。And
then we'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 10.
哥林多前书第三章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15.
第三章第十节。
According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
第十节，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，在别人有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
若有人用金银宝石草木和血在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。If
any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
人在那根基上所建造的工程，若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，仍像从火里经过的一样。And
then we want to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11.
以弗所书第四章第十一节。
Ephesians 4, 11 through 16.
以弗所书四章十一节。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，可以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And then finally, let's turn to Revelation and chapter 21.
最后我们看启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 1, we begin by reading verse 1 through 4.
二十一章第一节到第四节。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, And he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。”也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Verses 10 and 11.
第十、十一节。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, having the glory of God.
我被圣灵感动。天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
And then verse 15.
十五节。
And the one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod. to measure the city and its gates and its walls.
对我说话的拿着金苇子当尺，要量那城和城门城墙。
Let's have a prayer.
让我们一起有点祷告。
Our Father, we come to you this afternoon in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们奉你儿子耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
Even as his name is a refreshment to our ears, so we pray the Holy Spirit will also refresh our hearts, minds, and bodies.
他的名是如此的新鲜，当我们这样聚集来到你面前，我们求圣灵也今天把我们每一个人的身心灵都更新。
We thank you, Lord, for all that we have received and heard and paid attention to during these days.
我们为这几天你向我们所说过的话语，我们所听见的，我们向你献上感恩。
But as a royal priesthood, we would ask of you to give us an increased capacity for the details of all the things of God.
你赐给我们做你有君尊的祭司，我们就向你发出祷告，求你把这些话语的所有的细节，让我们每一个人都能够注意的听。
Even as we gather together today, as your people, as the church, we know we come under your divine measure.
今天我们聚集在你的面前，一面是你的百姓，一面又是你的祭司。你要衡量我们每一个人的生命。
O Lord, do open our eyes to all that you desire for us.
求你今天打开我们每个人的眼睛，让我们能够看见你心里面所要的。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Yesterday we gathered together as priests of God.
昨天我跟大家说到，我们这次聚集在神的面前，像他的祭司一样。
To consider the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the measuring line of the church.
我们能够一起来思想他，成为他教会的这一个衡量的线尺。
Our God.Is measuring the church, preparing her for glory.
因为他借着衡量他的教会，来预备让他的教会被他的荣耀所充满。
As we read in Revelation 21,
就像我们刚刚读的二十一章启示录。
When everything has been summed up in Christ,
那里你看到所有的一切都在基督里面，归于。
This new Jerusalem will come down from heaven full of the glory of God.
这个新耶路撒冷从神那里降下来，充满着神的荣耀。
And there in the city, John sees that there is an angel still measuring all of the walls and all of the streets of this wonderful city.
即使看见那个荣耀的城，还是能够看见天使拿着一个度量的尺。在那里量这一个新耶路撒冷城。
God has been our dwelling place through all generations.
我们的神成为我们世世代代的居所。
God loves us and desires to dwell among His people.
神那样的爱我们，乐意住在人的中间。
And even though we have sinned and fallen,
即使我们是这样的。犯罪，我们这样的堕落。
Our God in His mercy has found ways of us being able to dwell together with Him through sacrifice and blood.
在他的恩典的里头，慈悲的里面，他赐给我们他的宝血，像祭物一样为我们赎罪。
He revealed from heaven His measure for our dwelling with Him.
他仍然从天上要衡量我们每一个人。
There were the sacrifices of blood necessary for us to dwell before a holy God.
我们今天能够住在神的面前，完全需要靠着 耶稣基督的宝血。
God revealed measurements of the tabernacle and the temple through which man could dwell with God.
你在旧约里面看到，会幕的时代有它的尺寸，在圣殿的时代也有它的衡量的标准。这一切都告诉我们，这是神住在人中间的一个必要条件。
And we know in the history of Israel, whenever they lived according to that measure, they knew the presence of the glorious God.
那这历史，以色列人的历史也让我们看很清楚的看见，当神的百姓按照神的尺寸、他的标准来生活的时候，神就与他们同在。
But there really is no house that can be built by man's hands in which God can dwell.
说到底，人不能够为神造一个殿，让神可以住在其中。
It is really the people of God that the Lord wants to dwell within.
因为神真正要同在的是他的选民，不是那个物质的殿。
And so in the history of Israel, when the people of God profaned God's holiness, God had to remove His glory from the dwelling place.
同时你也看见，当以色列人在那里，被污秽所沾染的时候，神的荣耀就从他的百姓中间退出去了。
Yesterday we saw that Ezekiel, as a priest, was called by God to observe His desire.For glory.
昨天我们讲到先知以西结被神兴起来，然后神就让他看见神的荣耀怎么样显现在那个要建的圣殿的里头。
The God of glory lifted Ezekiel up from Babylon and took him to Jerusalem to show him what was going on inside the house of God.
神也同时在灵里面把他这位先知从巴比伦一直带回到耶路撒冷，让他亲眼看一看在当时的圣殿里面是怎么样的败坏。
Before God's glory left the temple and the city, the Lord wanted to reveal to someone what was going on inside.
在神的荣耀要离开圣殿之前，神要让以西结亲眼看到圣殿当时属灵光景的败坏。
There were sins and abominations in the temple of God.
你可以看到，在那里不但有罪的问题，还有行毁坏可憎的事情。
God let Ezekiel see that people were worshiping idols inside the holy temple.
就在圣殿的里面，这些祭司们在那里侍奉。
Others were standing in the courts of the temple facing to the east and worshiping Ra, the sun god.
也可以同时看见有一群人站在圣殿里面面向东方，在那里敬拜这个太阳神。
And so God said to Ezekiel, observe these things, hear these things, pay close attention, and tell the children of Israel what they have done wrong.
所以神就要求先知以西结注意看，注意听，把你所看见所听见的告诉以色列人。
And then Ezekiel watched as the glory departed from Jerusalem.
然后他就看见神的荣耀从圣殿一步一步的离开了神的儿女。
20 years later, Ezekiel saw another vision.
然后过了20年，他又看见另外一个异象。
He was taken to a high mountain outside Jerusalem, and there he saw the house of God built according to the Lord's measurements.
他就被神的灵带到一座山上，他在那座山上看到有一个新的圣殿，按照神的尺寸的要求又建立起来了。
And he paid attention to all the details of the dimensions and the construction of this house.
他也就非常仔细地观察那个圣殿的尺寸，那个圣殿怎么样的被建造起来。
He saw in this vision the glory of God come back to his house.
然后他就发现神那个荣耀又重新回到圣殿的里面来。
And then he saw out of the house a flow of rivers of living water flowing out to nourish the earth from the throne in the house.
然后从那个圣殿的宝座就看见有一个活水流出来，一直流到四面八方，来浇灌整个的那个地的出产。
He shared this vision among the exiles, and there was a remnant of those who saw this vision and repented and desired to see such a house.
他就把这个意象对以色列被掳的百姓来传讲，那么中间就有一些渔民，他们心里面就向往这个神的荣耀。
We believe that Ezekiel's prophecy was a great encouragement to the remnant who came back to Jerusalem to build the temple.
我深深地相信，先知的这一个指示就鼓舞了当时这一批渔民愿意离开巴比伦，回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
But the actual temple that Ezekiel saw in that vision has yet to be built.
但是以西结在异象中所看见的那一个圣殿，要在将来才会被建起来。
But in the heart of God, the measurements of the Father's house were already known.
但是无论如何，神心目中所要的那一个和神标准尺寸的那一个圣殿，这个启示是已经给予了神的儿女。
Many years later, in Jerusalem, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit poured out from heaven, and the house not made with hands began to be built.
然后又过了几百年之后，有一天，在五旬节的那一天，圣灵从天上倾倒下来，那一群弟兄们就开始了一个新的建造，而不是用人手所建的殿，是圣灵自己所建的。
This house of God had no walls, but it had a divine measure.
那当时所建的这个属灵的殿没有城墙，但是所有的尺寸都在那里。
This house of God is a living house.
这是一个活的有生命的家。
Paul calls it a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
保罗这样告诉我们，这是神借着圣灵所住的家。
It's a holy temple in the Lord.
是一个圣殿在基督里头。
But it had no single location.
不是一个特定的地点。
It was neither on this mountain nor on that mountain.
也不在这个山上，也不在那个山上。
The building work began in Jerusalem, but then it went through Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
你就会发现，这个工程是从耶路撒冷开始，然后到了犹太全地，然后到了撒玛利亚，然后到了外邦。
The house of the Lord was being measured for glory.
你又看见这个属灵的殿被神所衡量，充满了神的殿，就是神的荣耀。
Now, when we think of the early days of the church, we wonder that there was no model for this church.
你如果注目看初代的教会，你实在找不到一个所谓的这个样板。
Now, there are always those engineers among us who want to know the pattern.
我们中间受过工程训练的背景弟兄们常常就要去寻找在圣经里面能不能找到一个样板的神的家。
And many times we might hope that in John 13 to 17, as Jesus spoke his final words, he might have told them something of the design and pattern of the church.
许多时候我们希望在约翰福音十三章到十七章那一段话的里面似乎可以从耶稣的话找出那个样板。
Just give us a little sketch of what the church should look like. What kind of meetings should we have? And how do we set up the leadership hierarchy?
我们总是在那里好奇地问，这个教会，一个标准教会应该是什么样子的？长老是应该是怎么样选出来的？
But of course, when we think about it, we realize very easily the reason that there was no outward pattern given.
那你会发现圣经里面并没有一个很明确的话语讲到这些东西应该是怎么样的产生。
It's because the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the pattern of this living church.
因为这个活的教会，它的样板是以耶稣基督本身为标准的。
Now, Jesus told his disciples that in John chapter 13, 14, 15,
16.
But until the Holy Spirit came in them and they understood Christ was in them, it was inconceivable how this church would grow.
但是当时耶稣讲到这个真理的时候，他们不知道主在讲什么。一直等到圣灵真正来到他们里面，基督内住在他们的生命中，再开始了解耶稣到底在讲什么。
Years later, at the beginning of John's gospel, John said this.
又过了好多年，当约翰使徒约翰开始写约翰福音的时候，他就这样告诉我们
：We have seen the pattern.
我们看见了那一个样板。
The Word was made flesh and tabernacled among us.
他的话就是我们刚刚念的十四节，道成了肉身，充充满满的，直达帐幕在我们中间。
Now there was Jesus Christ, the house of God on earth, tabernacled among us.
因为他的这边告诉我们，指出来。这里你看到耶稣在地上是道成肉身，他就是那一个帐幕的实体。
And then John uses the word, he says, and we beheld his glory.
然后约翰告诉我们，我们看见他的荣耀。
Now this is just not a casual look, because if you just looked at Jesus casually, you might just think he's a man.
他用的这个动词不是讲到一个随便看两眼，他是一个人，一个男人而已。他用的动词是一个仔细的观察。
But as the disciples looked at Jesus, they saw the glory of God in him.
因为这些门徒看见注视这位耶稣的时候，他们所看见的乃是神的荣耀。
And seeing the Lord Jesus in his life.Became a revelation upon which the church could be built.
因为当这些门徒看见耶稣的荣耀的时候，就能够把那一个教会的实体表现出来了。
As Paul put it in his own testimony, when Christ was revealed in him, then he had the substance of his message regarding the church.
所以用保罗的话来表达同样的意思的时候，他就是说，自从神把他的儿子启示在我里面的时候，这样他才能够看见什么是教会。
Now when John wrote his gospel, we know that he had a ministry to recover the church.
神使用约翰来写约翰福音的时候。他是一个恢复的执事，他要把教会带回到他原貌里头去。
Now there were two reasons behind the writing of the Gospel of John.
写约翰福音有两个主要的原因。
The first reason was that by seeing the signs and the words that Jesus spoke, we might believe, and by believing, have life in His name.
他第一个原因就是说，借着他所记载的这些。耶稣所说的话语，他所行的神迹，让我们能够相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，因此我们能够得着永生。
So it is truly a gospel.
这的的确确是一个福音。
But John was also writing to the church.
但是这本福音同时也是对教会写的。
Because as the church was coming to the end of the first century, it was losing its understanding of the I am who was their pattern.
因为在第一世纪快结束的时候，教会 慢慢就失去了一些重要的元素。他要提醒耶稣我是什么，来一样样讲给他们听。
There were teachings that were not according to Christ.
因为在那个时代有一些教训已经不是按照基督而有的教训。
There were positions being taken in the church as a hierarchy.
在那个时候人已经把教会的一些位分当作一个追求的对象，好像当官一样。
And as the church was losing its vision of its living Christ, it was replacing its model with two man-made models of the church.
所以在那个时候，那一个本来带着生命活力的神的教会，却慢慢变成了一个组织，用另外两个人所造的东西来代替它。
Rather than the church being measured according to Christ,
他们不再是以基督为衡量教会的标准。
The church began to revert to a model of the Old Testament priesthood and temple.
那两个标准就是他们回开倒车回到旧约里面，用旧约的圣殿与祭司的老的体制来衡量这个新的生命体。
And through the first 1500 years of the church, it became more and more a matter of vestments and incense and rituals and liturgies.
所以你会发现这个趋势是教会历史的头1500年的那个大的趋势，慢慢教会就变成外表的仪式，穿着的制服，烧的香，种种这些死的规条传统，这些变成教会的内容。
They were priests and high priests and sacrifices made on the altar.
那个地方你看到侍奉神的人，他们变成专业的祭司，也有大祭司，在那个祭坛上还有祭物。
But this way of the church is not according to Christ.
但是这已经离开了衡量教会用耶稣基督做标准。
But then there were others that took the synagogue as their model.
那另外一个就是把教会又带成了会堂制度。
A place where people freely gathered and studied the word of God.
会堂的制度就是这些有一些人聚在一起，查查经就是。
An independent congregation that had its own rabbi to lead them.As they worship God.
他们一个是自己独立，有自己的拉比，带他们查经。
And so the pastor system and that system of individual synagogues and assemblies developed.
所以从这个会堂的制度就出来了，后期到了教会的时代，就有了这些所谓的单独独立的牧师体制。
But this also was not.According to Christ.
但是严格的去看，这也不是按照基督的度量。
When we look in the book of Acts, we see the church.
你如果好好的来读《使徒行传》，你可以看到神心目中的教会。
The church is not perfect. The church is not even glorious. But the church is living.
虽然教会并不完美。好像教会也不是有很多的很大的荣耀，但是在使徒行传的教会是活的。
By the movements and the worship and the life of the church, you could see that Jesus was the Lord and head of His church.
在那本书里面，你看见教会的行动、教会的开展，能够很清楚的认识基督是这个教会的元首。
The church came to some crisis moments when it could have adopted the remedies of man.
当教会来到了危机的时候，人可以用人的聪明来用人的方法解决那些危机。
When the problem arose between the Hebrew and the Greek speaking worshippers in Jerusalem.
比如说在当时耶路撒冷的教会就有说希伯来话的犹太人跟说希腊话的犹太人的冲突。
They could have chosen man's way and just divided the congregation into two different assemblies.
那么如果是用人的聪明的话，好，那我们就分成两个聚会，一个是用希伯来话的，一个是用希腊话的。
Or later on, when the Gentiles were being converted and causing a commotion in Jerusalem.
后来另外一个问题，在耶路撒冷有外邦人与犹太人的冲突。
The Jewish Christians could have been severed and separated from the Gentile Christians.
那因着那个冲突，这一些犹太人的基督徒就很容易就要跟外邦人的基督徒分开了。
But in those moments, we see that the plumb line was in the hand of the Lord Jesus, and they went the way of the cross.
所以你在这些例子里面，你看见危机是发生的，但是在危机的当中，耶稣基督的这一个线索，他的标准放在教会里头，这些弟兄们都愿意背起十字架，走十字架的路。
And so when you look at the church in the book of Acts, you see a church being measured by the life of Christ himself.
所以你能看到整个的这一卷书，这些的弟兄们都是紧紧地抓住耶稣基督是衡量一切事物的唯一标准。
Whether it was Jerusalem, whether it was Antioch, whether it was Corinth, whether it was Ephesus.
不管这个教会是在耶路撒冷也好，安提阿也好，哥林多也好，都是如此。
How can we say that?
我们怎么能够有这样的把握这样说呢？
Because according to the testimony of Luke, wherever you saw or went into these churches,You saw Jesus.
因为从路加的见证里头，你让我们看见，不管你在当时走到任何一个教会，你所看见的就是耶稣。
You saw the love of Jesus.
你看到基督的爱。
You saw the holiness of Jesus.
你看到基督的圣洁。
You saw the ministry of Jesus.
你看到基督的执事。
You saw the authority of Jesus.
你看到基督的权柄。
You saw the mercy of Jesus.
你看到耶稣的怜悯。
You saw the hospitality of Jesus.
你看见耶稣的热心的款待。
The church looked like Jesus.
因为整个的教会就是耶稣。
The servants of God looked like Jesus.
这些神的仆人看起来就像耶稣。
This is a church that is measuring according to Christ.
所以不管这个教会在哪里，他们的标准只有一个，就是基督。
Now what about the church today?
那么今天在地上的教会又如何呢？
If we turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
如果你打开哥林多前书第三章，
Most of those who are in the church today, who are born again and truly know the Lord Jesus, would agree on the general reality.
我们读的第三章哥林多前书，今天我们能够看见，我们也都能够同意。
Verse 11,
第十一节。
Everybody agrees that Jesus Christ alone is the foundation of the church.
今天的教会都同意，耶稣基督是唯一的根基。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
此外，没有人立别的根基。
And all Christians also agree that Jesus is the precious cornerstone at the very center of the building of the house of God.
那今天我们也都同意，耶稣基督是那一个房角的头块石头。
And all believers also agree that Jesus will come back and place the top stone upon the church by his coming, the shouts of grace, grace be unto it.
今天的教会也会同意我们的主耶稣有一天要回来，他要在这个房子的建造最后的那块那块石头放在屋顶顶上的那块石头，我们也同意。
And these things we agree.
这些事都是我们大家同意的。
So what's the problem?
那问题在哪里呢？
Some people say we are the testimony of Jesus.
因为有的人说我们教会就是耶稣基督的见证。
Others are more modest. They say we have the testimony of Jesus.
那有一些比较谦卑一点，说我们有耶稣基督的见证。
Still others more humble, we bear the testimony of Jesus.
有些更谦卑一点，说我们是扛着耶稣基督的见证。
And then those who are really small to say, well, we hope to bear the testimony of Jesus.
那有一些更小的团体呢，就是说我们盼望我们能够做耶稣基督的见证。
So then praise God.
我们都在那里感谢主。
We can all go home.
我们现在都可以回家了。
Oh, but wait a minute.
等一等。
We cannot skip over a very important phrase in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
我们注意有一句很重要的话，第十节第三章。
It's at the end of the verse.
在这节圣经的后面。
But each man must be careful how he builds upon the foundation.
就是保罗说，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Now there's the question: How careful is careful?
所以问题在这里，要谨慎，怎么个谨慎法？怎么叫做谨慎？
Are these builders with the heart of a priest, concerned for every detail that it be in accordance with Christ?
也就是说，这个建造的人有没有这一个祭司的啊心胸对？这个整个的建造的细节，它的尺寸非常的严格。
Surely, if this is the case, then everything built upon the foundation would be gold, silver, precious stones.
应该所建筑的材料是贵重的，像金银宝石。
But how is it that workers of God? Can build upon this foundation straw, hay, wood.
但是稀奇的是，居然有这样的工人，他用的是草木、和谐这些卑贱的材料呢？
If you just think in terms of building a building, I think you can build faster using these materials.
你好好想想，如果你要争取速度的话。那当然，用这些比较便宜的材料来建，很快就建起来了。
But they will not go through the fire, for they're not according to Christ.
但是这种材料没有办法经得住火，为什么？因为它不是按照基督的身量。
Now every assembly that's gathered together with a heart to know the Lord in the midst begins with the plumb line.
如果有一群的基督徒，他们聚在一起，是从这个基督手中的这一个线索，这一个标准开始的话
，But at some point it's so easy to make just the smallest angle of variation from the true plumb line。
但是在建造的过程中，为了方便，我们就稍微偏离一点几度，从这一个直线。
And this little small insignificant angle by a generation later is far wide from the true plumb line of Christ.
经过一代的人之后，你就开始会发现当初的这一小的差之毫厘，将来失之千里。
It takes less than a generation to go from plumb line to variant.And widely divergent, a caricature of the church.
有的时候连一代的时间都不需要，这个差异性，这个差距已经完全显露了。
Paul makes it clear in this letter to the Corinthians.
保罗在这份书信里面讲得很清楚
，that anyone who builds apart from the plumb line of the cross of Christ will build wrong.
所以任何一个人在他做建造的时候偏离了十字架的原则，那一定将来要出大问题。
When man tries to build the church by his own instruments, his own wood, his own hay and stubble, he is actually building a time bomb.
所以任何一个人，他如果不是照着基督来建造的时候，他用的是草木和谐，他用的是这个不是很准确的按照这个线索的方向来建造的时候，他其实不是建一个殿，他在建一个定时炸弹。
Because that which is built flesh upon flesh will explode in division.
因为这里所用的材料都是属血气的材料。这些个体都是属血气的，有一天一定要爆炸。
Any servant of God who sets themselves up as the sole builder of a church is building a monument to himself, but not the Lord's house.
你会发现这些有雄心大志的工人，他们在那里努力的建造，非常的忙碌，但是他不是建主的教会，乃是他建自己的金字塔吧。
Now, just a few minutes ago, we sang a song, Be Still, for the glory of the Lord is in this place.
我们唱一首诗歌，就是我们在这里看见神的荣耀。
Now, we thank the Lord that His presence is here among us.
这次聚会，我们实在感谢主，我们能看见神的荣耀在我们中间。
And I know we like to sing these songs, and sometimes even imagine by the singing that it's a reality.
但是我们不能够欺骗我们自己，以为我们唱了神的荣耀在我们中间，我们就以为神的荣耀一定在我们中间。
But is the glory of the Lord upon us?
我们要问我们自己，神的荣耀真的在我们中间吗？
I think if we were to see a fresh vision of the measure of Christ in our midst, we would be ashamed.
如果我们真的看见神的尺寸，耶稣基督的标准的时候，我们应该是脸上带着惭愧。
Now, brothers and sisters, excuse me for one moment while I speak to my fellow workers.
原谅我，我下面要对我们中间所有的同工讲这一段话。
You know, it's we workers who are responsible for the poor condition of the church.
今天教会属灵贫穷的光景，是我们这些做主工的人的责任。
What have we been building?
我们到底是建了什么样的工作？
Paul, when he writes to the Corinthians, is under the plumb line of the cross himself.
保罗在这里写这封书信给哥林多的教会的时候，他是按照这一个线图的标准来写的。
And he loves the Corinthians.
他实在爱哥林多的圣徒们。
And he worked hand in hand with them for a few years together in the establishment of that church.
他在他们中间劳苦了好多年，一起建造这哥林多的教会。
But Paul was under the scrutiny of the Lord Jesus.
保罗当时是在耶稣基督严格的检查底下来做的工。
And he would not allow.As much as within him gave him the power, he would not allow the carnal construction of the church of Corinth.
所以在那个时候，他不允许任何属肉体的原则混杂在教会的建造里头。
Now there were many things, as we know, you've all read the book, First Corinthians, many things that the people were doing that were fleshly as babes.
你如果好好读这封信的时候，你会发现教会里头有许许多多属肉体的活动。
But the greatest damage was being done by the workers.
但是在这里面对教会最大的伤害是出自于这些所谓的主的工人。
Now some of them in their spiritual adolescence imagined themselves a better builder than Paul.
那么在这一个建造的过程中，有一些属肉体的基督徒自认为他比保罗更高明。
And as we've heard already, some even despised Paul's ministry.
不但如此，更有人根本就轻视保罗的工作。
Paul said that they come with arrogance.
保罗说到这些人来的时候是带着一个很瞧不起人的眼光来的。
And some have even evidently proclaimed themselves apostles.
那有的人来的时候就甚至说我是使徒。
Paul would not allow it.
保罗没有容让人这样做。
You understand, Paul did not lead that church. He was not pastor of that church.
他并没有做那个教会的牧师，保罗自己。
But he was the spiritual father of that church.
但是他却是那个教会属灵上的一个父亲。
And he would not allow this carnality to go on without a reproof.
所以他不允许这样属肉体的情形进行在教会里头，他要责备他们。
So Paul said in effect, do you want me to come with wise statements and philosophical preachments? I come to you with nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以保罗很明显的在他的书信里面告诉他们说，我来你们中间不是用高言大志来的，我乃是在这我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that we see a most interesting statement made about measurements.
到了后书的时候，你读第十章。
Now I know this is translated variously in various versions.
这里在各种翻译的版本有一点差异性。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, Paul talks about measure.
在第十章的十一节、十二节，保罗就讲到这一个度量的问题。
Now, thank God, every brother and every sister in the body of Christ has a measure according to their faith.
那每一个弟兄、每一个姊妹在教会里面，神都给我们有不同的度量。
Now, if they humbly serve in that measure, the Lord will give them greater measure.
如果我们按照神量给我们的度量，好好的忠心的侍奉，那么神就会把更大的份赐给我们。
But it's as they grow in the Lord and in responsibility.
那么在基督里面慢慢长进的时候，我们侍奉的度量也就会增加。
In all the ministries among the workers were measured by Christ.
我们每一个侍奉主的工人，我们的侍奉的品质都是按照基督的度量来衡量的。
But here we read a very strange thing.
那我们读这两节是很有意思的。
For it says in verse 12,
第十二节，
We are not bold to class or compare ourselves with some of those who commend themselves. For when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves,They are without understanding.
因为我们不敢将自己和那自荐的人同列相比，他们用自己度量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。
Verse 13,
十三节。
But we will not boast beyond our measure, but within the measure of the sphere which God apportioned to us as a measure to reach even as far as you.For we are not overextending ourselves.
我们不愿意分外夸口，只要照神所量给我们的界限够到你们那里。我们并非过了自己的界限，好像够不到你们那里，因为我们早到你们那里传了基督的福音。
Now, brothers and sisters, this statement here is relevant to the church today.
这一段话对今天的教会仍然是有效的。
As soon as servants of God measure themselves by other servants of God, they have already veered from the measurement according to Christ.
任何的时候，当主的工人以别人的标准来衡量别人的时候，那我们这个工作已经错了。
Here is a man who measures himself by himself.
这里有一个人，他用他自己做标准来衡量。
He thinks about Paul's ministry.
他就想到保罗的职事。
Maybe Paul didn't always speak with eloquence, and sometimes his speech was interrupted by tears.
那么保罗可能不是一个很有口才的人，甚至有的时候他讲道会带着眼泪。
But not this servant of God. He speaks with philosophical eloquence, and he's master of every word he speaks.Surely he's a better apostle than Paul ever could be.
但现在这里有一个神的仆人，他大有学问，大有口才，讲起话来非常有学问。那么当然，这个仆人当然要比保罗高明了。
Even with all that provocation, Paul never does say, "And I'm better than that guy."
即使这个人这样的夸口，保罗也不会在这里说，我说到底，我比他还是棒的。
All he can say is, by the mercy of God, I've been given a measure. I want to be faithful. If God might extend my measure even out further.
保罗只能这样子说，我只能照主给我的那一份，我忠心的来服侍。如果主把我扩展到别的地方，我也做我该做的。
And so we see as workers together for God, we are under the measure of Christ and no other measure.
所以我们这些服侍主的人，我们每一个人被主衡量，还是用基督来衡量我们的。
Now, with all of this time, I know you're asking the question. Okay, then tell us the measure now. We want to know.
那么现在就要问了，那这个标准是什么？
If we say the measure is Christ, you say, yes, yes, but I mean, really, what's the measure?
我们说答案是基督是标准，那么你们说当然知道知道，但是到底你在讲什么？
One of the great privileges in my life is sometimes I go and speak in Singapore. Now, these engineers always want to know, okay, give me the details now. What's the measure?
这些年我有机会到新加坡的教会去讲道，那么这些弟兄们常常很多是工程师，所以每次我讲的一些事情，他们都要很仔细地来问我，到底这件事情是怎么一回事，几尺几寸。
Well, I will give you a line of measure.Just one of the many rulers we have in the Word of God.
我可以在圣经里面找到它的标准尺寸。
All right, you want a line of measure?
我给你举个例子。
Let's carefully measure ourselves by Ephesians.
以弗所书。
How's that?
这个标准怎么样？
Okay, well now let's look at some detail.
那我们看仔细。
See what we mean.Because when Paul begins in Ephesians chapter 4, he is now beginning to share his practical exhortations for those who understand that they're under the measure of Christ.
那么在以弗所书里面，保罗就说到一些很具体的事情，怎么样叫做按着基督来度量我们。
Now we can talk about this measuring in Christ, but there is a great assumption that must be made.
在我们讲到以基督为度量的时候，我们先要看见有一些重要的假设。
Before we can be measured practically, we have to have seen ourselves rooted in Christ and Christ living in us.
这个前提就是我们每一个人必须在基督里面生根建造。
Now, outward rulers and Christian exhortations, even regarding practical matters of morality, are no good unless we understand we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
这里不是按照人的社会的道德标准来看的，乃是真正按照基督所给我们的标准来看的。
And this, in his masterful way, the wise master builder Paul builds in the first three chapters.
那么你可以看到，在这个头三章，这一个聪明的工头保罗，他是怎么样的建造
？Now, when we come to chapter 4, we begin to see a measuring now for the church as a corporate body.
到了第四章的时候，你可以看到这一个实际在运作上的时候，他是怎么样来告诉我们
？Now, if we have seen our calling in Christ, and we've seen the glorious inheritance of the church.And we've seen the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe.
头三章就告诉我们基督的意象，神的荣，神儿子的荣耀，他的大的能力。
Then the first thing we need to do is live together upon the foundation that has been laid for us in Jesus Christ.
然后这一群有基督意象的神的儿女就聚在一起来生活。
Verses 1-6,
在这第四章头六节
，tell us something that we all realize.
我们都要照着这个来生活。
We are living in the unity of the Spirit.
我们在这里是活在这个灵的圣灵的合一的里头。
What does it mean to live in the unity of the Spirit?
什么叫做圣灵的合一呢
？Paul gives them a very real measure.
他就给我们很清楚的标准。
It's the same as the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵的合一就跟圣父、圣子、圣灵三而一体的合一是同样性质的。
Paul says in verse 4, 5, and 6,
四节、五节、六节
One body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's over all and through all and in all.
这里说到一个指望，因为主一信一喜一神等等的。
We are one.
在这几个点上，七个点上，我们是合一的。
If we're to walk worthy of our calling, we walk in unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace.
所以在这里，保罗就指出来，我们这一群有相同耶稣基督意象的人，我们就在这个圣灵的义的里面，在这个七个点上，我们一起生活。
Now, if we can't walk in the unity of the Spirit, then stop walking until you can.
那么，如果在这个点上我们不能够在灵里面有一的话呢，我们应该停下来，好好检查。
We are one with another.
这里说到我们是彼此是合一的。
That's the measure of Christ.
这个是基督的标准。
Nothing done out of that one, outside of that oneness.
在这个之外，没有任何的其他的可以。
You know, there's long suffering involved. There's patience involved.
在这个一的学习上，有很久的受苦，有很大的忍耐。
But we willingly do these things because we're one in spirit.
那我们愿意出这个代价，因为在这里，在圣灵里，我们是合而为一的。
Now we come to the second part in verses 7 through 13.
那第二个部分就是从第七节到第十三节。
And here we see that Christ wants to fill all things according to his purpose.
这个部分就让我们看见基督要充满在每一件事情上。
He is bringing us into a fullness.
因为他要把我们带到丰满的里面去。
In verse 10, we see how it begins.
第十节是告诉我们怎么开始的。
He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill all things.
他既说身上岂不先降下在地上呢？那降下的就是远身诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Now there is Christ sitting exalted in heaven.
这里看见基督被高举坐在天上。
And now because of what he is and what he has done, he wants to fill all things.
那因着他已经完成的工作，他今天坐在天上的宝座，他现在就要开始充满在万有中间。
And he will fill the body until it comes to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ.
那么他就要充满在他的教会的里面，让这个教会能够达到基督长成的身量。
You see that in verse 13.
那你就看到第十五节。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the true knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
这是第十三节。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
All right, church, do you see it? Do you see the measure?
好，现在你们看见了这一个衡量的标准没有？
Are you paying attention?
你有没有很注意的听啊？
The church is to be the fullness of Christ.
换言之，神对教会的要求乃是达到基督的丰满。
And now he's filling and filling and filling unto that fullness.
他把他自己一直充满在这个教会中。
Now how does that work out?
那么怎么能够实现呢？
Now Paul divides it in a sense in a few different ways.
那么保罗就把它分成几个方面。
First, he gives to the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
第一，他就赐给教会有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
Now these brothers have come to a measure of Christ in themselves, where they can lay the foundation and help to build the church.
那么这些工人呢，就已经先自己的生命长到基督的身量，他们就被神来打发来建立主的教会。
All right, now again, I'm going to ask you, do you see this?
你看见没有？
Let's step back first. Look at your assembly. Now think where you live. Let's see. Oh yes, I live in New York City. Okay.
然后你自己所在的教会来做一个例子，来看看，想一想。
Now look at that assembly.
你看，不管你在纽约或者任何地方
，What do you see？
你看见什么
？Fullness，
你能够看到基督的丰满吗
？Now that's the measure of Christ。
这是按照基督的身量来衡量。
Now is that what we see？
这是不是你在那里看见的呢
？All right, now think of your assembly. Now where do you live？ Oh yeah. Now, do you see apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers？
你在教会里面，你能不能找到有使徒、有先知、有传福音的？有
？He said, "Oh, I don't see any of them."
哦，什么也看不见。
Oh, wait a minute. This is the measure of Christ.
但是这是基督的这个衡量的一个部分。
Did he stop all of this business in 90 AD? Okay, no more apostles, no more prophets, no more evangelists.
是不是主在老早一九多少年的时候已经停掉了，不再这样做
？No,
不可能。
Now, why are we so careful about this?
为什么我们那么有讲究
？Well, out here on the West Coast, you know, we have the head apostle of the 12 apostles.Of the world. Now they have proclaimed themselves. You know, there's an organization in California.
在我们西海岸加州有这么一个团体，他们有十二使徒，中间还有头号使徒。
The man at the top is the head apostle.
这个头号使徒是带头的。
Of the apostles,
是带领众使徒的。
Of the worldwide church.
而这个教会叫做世界教会。
Yeah, you probably didn't even know you had apostles right there in California.
所以你可能都不知道在加州有这么一个大使徒。
Now you see, there's so many people proclaiming themselves a prophet or an apostle. It's no wonder we want to be careful.
所以你可以看得出来，今天到处都有人自称是大使徒，自称是先知。如果你不小心，你就被人家哄了。
But I do believe this is the Lord's provision for His church today.
但是我仍然相信我们读的今天的这段话是主今天做工仍然遵照的准则。
Now where is this fullness?
那么我们在哪里看到这个丰满彰显呢？
Let me go back to the illustration yesterday.
我用昨天我们讲的例子再说一次。
Ezekiel was a priest, a detail man.
以西结是一个祭司，他是一个非常注意细节的人。
You know, in the perfecting of the church, we need detail men.
要让教会达到丰满，我们需要有一些能够注意细节的人。
I think pastors and teachers are detail people.
这个刚刚我们提到的教师与牧师是属于这一类型的人物。
We may have some workers here who see heavenly visions, but they're no good at the details.
我们中间可能有一些人是很有天上意象的人，可是他们来到了细节，他们看见大的事，看不到小的事。
But thank God we have a fullness.
但是感谢主，主的家是一个丰满的地方。
Now where are the detail people?
那应该也有一些人是能够看见细节的人。
Don't forget when we see Zerubbabel holding the plumb line.
我们昨天看到那个所罗巴伯手中拿着那一个线索。
Zerubbabel held the plumb line, but Jeshua, the high priest, built according to pattern.
那么然后你看到其他的经节告诉我们，那个时候的大祭司是约书亚，他按着那一个图案的设计来建这个圣殿。
Now Nehemiah could build the walls of the city, but it took an Ezra to give the saints the detail of the word of God and beautify the city.
那尼希米是建造城墙的，但是他必须有这一个文字，这个来把神的话语的细节告诉以色列人，他才建得起来。
There should be a full complement of ministry in the body of Christ.
换言之，在神的身体、神的家、神的身体里面的建造，是有各式各样不同恩赐的人配在一起建的。
And it isn't just these workers that are mentioned. It's their working together that's the key to fullness.
不是一个工人就能够完工的事情，是要众同工一起配搭建造基督的身体。
You didn't have apostles over at one church and prophets over at another and evangelists over at another. You had apostles, prophets, evangelists all working together.
所以你会发现这些不同的恩赐的工人，他们不是分散各搞各的，乃是他们配合在一起建造基督的身体。
Now the Ephesians had an example of this.
所以你在以弗所的教会你可以看到这个好的榜样。
Paul came to town.
保罗来了。
But he came with Silas.
他跟希拉一起来。
He came with Timothy.
他跟提摩太一起来。
He eventually brought Trophimus alongside.
他也带了另外一个弟兄一起来。
He worked with Priscilla and Aquila.
他去找亚基拉、百居拉夫妇。
And they all worked together to bring fullness into the body.
这么多不同的弟兄姊妹，他们一起配搭，把这个基督的丰满配合起来。
I think Paul walked around like some kind of a giant in some kind of authoritative way. He was the most servant of all of those servants.
保罗可能有人的印象认为他是一个大使徒，做起事来这个很有气势，但是他是他们众仆人中的一个仆人而已。
Now we should expect, and we priests need to pray for this kind of fullness in the church.
所以今天我们做神家中的祭司，我们应该在我们的祷告会里面为神这样丰满的工作与恩赐来祷告。
You know, we loan rangers, we loan workers who are in a church by yourself, we're on dangerous ground.
所以如果我们的服事只是一个单个个体户的话，就非常的危险。
If a worker lives in a certain locale with an assembly,
如果一个工人在一个教会里头，
If that assembly is built up into fullness,
如果那个教会要建到神的丰满，
and if he decreases and allows others into ministry and fullness,
如果他愿意让他自己的缩小，让其他的弟兄姊妹能够长大，
if he equips this other brothers to rise up.
如果他能够装备其他的弟兄姊妹，让他们能够被建造起来
，then he has done a good work.
他如果能够这样做，他就是一个好的管家。
But if a lone worker, after years of living in a place, is the main speaker,
但是如果一个工人在一个地方经过很多年的工作，搞了半天还是他一个人会讲道，别人都不会。
And if the assembly has become hopelessly dependent upon his ministry, he has gone off the mark of the measure of Christ.
如果这么多年下来，整个的教会就依靠他一个人讲道的话，那这个工作已经是失败了。
We've got to be very careful about this.
我们在做主工的时候，这些都是我们要小心的事情。
We're not careful, we'll restrict the fullness that's meant to be in the house of God.
所以我们必须在建造的时候能够让基督的丰满彰显出来。
But now we notice carefully in chapter 4 verse 12,
第四章十二节，
that these ministries and gifts are given for the equipping of the saints.
这些不同的恩赐在十一节所说的，到了十二节它的目的就是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And if you read this verse carefully, you'll realize that it's the saints who then do the work of ministry to the building up of the body of Christ, and not primarily those workers.
所以你把这两节圣经好好读个几次，好好的来思想它的时候，你会发现建造教会这个工作不是由这几工人来做的，乃是他能够兴起一批弟兄姊妹一起来做的。
So this means that with the fullness of Christ in every assembly, there are some saints waiting to be equipped to serve God in the ministry to build up the body of Christ.
所以你就会发现，在任何一个教会的里面，都是有一群的基督徒愿意被装备起来，然后彼此配搭来建立这个教会。
Now I don't know if the words of the Lord Jesus Himself.Ever put to fear in your heart.
所以我们讲到这里，我们有没有里头有一个畏 畏惧的感觉，关乎建造神的家。
But I fear when I hear the Lord expose how he hates the work of the Nicolaitans.
所以当我们读到启示录里面讲到主耶稣表达他并有一个教训，一个行为是如此的恨恶，就是所谓尼格拉党的教训。
Now we need to embrace the cross and not allow Nicolaitanism to take over our assemblies.
所以我们在今天教会的建造里面，我们要防止这个尼格拉党的行为也好，尼格拉党的教训也好，啊，控制了教会的建造。
But it's not enough for the workers to be careful. The saints need to rise up into their calling.
那么如果要防止这一类的事情发生，这个整个教会的圣徒们应该站起来，来挑起该有的责任感。
Now let me ask you a question.
让问大家一个问题。
How many of you know Archippus? Archippus.
有多少人知道亚基帕？是不是？我不知道。
He doesn't know Archippus? Do you know Archippus? He's mentioned in the Bible. Well, when you get to heaven, I know as soon as you meet Archippus, you're going to ask him one question.
所以你如果在天堂看到了这个 Archippus 这个人，你要问他一个问题。
Now, if you know your Bible, you know the question you're going to ask him when you meet him in heaven.
如果你读过圣经这段历史的话，你就会问出这个问题。
You're going to see your brother Archippus, and you're going to say,
你就问了
，Did you fulfill the ministry God has given you?
你有没有完成神交付给你的责任
？Now you remember in Colossians 4:17, Paul said, "Now tell Archippus, fulfill the ministry to which God has called you."
在哥罗西书第四章第十七节有这句话说，要对亚基布说，务要谨慎尽你从主所受的引职分。所以我们弟兄所说的就是亚基布。
Now they got it. Now I fear we may have many Archippuses here today.
所以我害怕的是我们中间有很多的圣徒就像这里保罗所指出的这个亚基布弟兄是一样的。
And so, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you a few searching questions regarding your equipping.
所以我今天就要问我们中间所有的弟兄姊妹关于装备我们来建造教会，神怎么样装备你。
Now, like Archippus, you're planning one day to fulfill your ministry.
因为这一个弟兄神在他的身上有一个要求，就是能够完成他的那一份在教会的建造上。
Number one,
第一
，How many conferences have you been to already?
这么多年你参加了多少的特会啊
？Two, how many MP3s have you listened to?
有人三次吗
？Three, how many books from CFP have you bought? And read?
从 CFP 这个书店出的书，你认了几读了几本
？By 27 years old, our brother Godwin should have been preaching the gospel already.
27岁的孙弟兄那个时候已经传福音了。
You know, Paul had to tell Timothy, Timothy, don't let anybody despise and look down at your youth.
因为保罗曾经对提摩太这样说，不要叫人小看你年轻。
Now the Jews had a problem.
对犹太人有一个问题。
They respected their elders.
他们非常尊重他们的长者。
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
这是对的。
But they despise the young ones.
但是他们轻视他们的年轻人。
Timothy, he's young. What can he say?
提摩太太年轻了，他能够讲什么
？Now, I think I know the heart of the Apostle Paul.
我想我对保罗的心态，我们能够了解。
Do you think when he traveled with Timothy, Paul always spoke?
他跟提摩太一起在旅行布道的时候，是保罗总是讲道。
Timothy, bring me a glass of water. Otherwise, be quiet.
提摩太，你在旁边等着。
I think we would be amazed if we saw how often Paul told Timothy, "You speak."
我想，当你知道，如果保罗常常鼓励提摩太，哎，你来讲。
Timothy was never comfortable. Because God was raising up a worker in him.
因为经过保罗这样的鼓励，这个年轻人就有机会来服事。
I think there's something wrong when we have people who are in their 30s and people who are in their 40s and they have yet to fulfill their ministry unto fullness in the body of Christ.
所以今天我们看，我们中间不管30岁的人也好，40几岁的人也好，如果在你信主的这一生中，你没有能够在教会中发挥主给你的那一份，有问题。
It's not a problem. It's a tragedy.
我应该换一个词，不是有问题，是一个悲剧。
Oh, think of the fullness we could have. How we need pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles for fullness of Christ.
所以今天如果我们要在教会中看见基督的丰满的话，我们何等需要人能够继续兴起，众使徒、众先知、众传福音的教师、牧师。
And there is our Lord sitting in heaven, waiting to fill all things. His exhaustless supply.
所以今天我们的元首坐在天上，他有数不尽的恩赐恩典要充满在他的教会的里面。
Okay, now you Archippuses, if we're going to have fullness, you need to be faithful to your calling. Your calling.
所以如果你知道你自己好像这个哥罗西书所说的雅基布弟兄的话呢，你就要提醒自己，你要把主给你的那一份敬忠出来。
Now we must get out of our mind that only full-time workers are called by God.
我们今天一定要打破这个传统的老观念，只有那些全时间呼召的人，他们才有资格或者有责任来传主的道，我们这些平信徒不用担心。
Now many of you who have a heart for the Lord have a calling on your life and you need to respond by faith. As Paul says, walk worthy of the calling to which you've been called.
所以我们中间一定有许多的弟兄姊妹们，你们从主那边所得到的那一份恩赐，你心里面已经有一个负担，要来好好的服侍主，你应该把它拿出来，忠心的操练、装备、使用。
Now in our assemblies, we should have 5 or 6 or 10 men apt to teach the word of God, even able to speak the oracles of God in our assemblies. There should be many.
所以在一个教会里头，起码应该有5个以上的弟兄能够起来，好好的在主的话语上下过功夫来。
And we should be overflowing with evangelists.
我们应该有更多的传福音的人。
What's stopping and hindering your call?
但是今天主对你的呼召，什么成为你的拦阻呢？
The body of Christ is an interesting phenomenon.
今天这个主的身体是一个很有意思的一个现象。
For we find there are some who are ambitious and think they have a call, but they have no gift.
今天有一些比较有雄心的人，他认为他有神的呼召，可是他却没有那一份恩赐配上去。
Or if they have a gift, they're so absolutely independent, they're unwilling to submit that gift to the Lord's work in the cross.
或者有的人是有一些恩赐，可是他这个恩赐据为己有，不愿意顺服在身体的权柄底下。
And then on the other side, we have some people who have some tremendous gift in them.
但是也有一些人有很多的很大的恩赐。
But all of their energy and all of their gift is being used by the world.
但是这一些恩赐他用在世界的事情里头去了。
And the gift is not developed through obedience.
这个恩，他的神给他的恩赐，并没有在身体的里面来运用。
All of their talents being used to gain money in this world.
他把这个恩赐拿来在世界里面发达，赚了很多的钱。
No wonder we lack fullness.
如果我们是这样子，难怪教会是有贫穷的。
You think of your assembly, and you can think of some.Brothers and sisters who are so gifted and virtually useless in the body because so busy in the world.
你可以看到今天教会里面，你会发现有一些弟兄们真是很有恩赐，可是他的时间都被他的世界上的事情霸占了。
I ask you only one thing. What is the measure of Christ in this matter of fullness?
所以我还是回到这个根本的问题，到底神怎么样度量我们每一个人用神的尺寸？
Are we a church with no gifts, no ministries, none able to help build the body of Christ?
是不是我们教会是这样的贫穷，没有任何主给我们的恩赐，我们也拿不上来建造主的教会？
And how about this third section that Paul talks about, the body of Christ assembled together?
那么在这段话里头，第三个部分就讲到这一群弟兄姊妹配搭在一起。
In verse 15 and 16 of chapter 4.
十五十六节。
But speaking the truth in love, we're to grow up into all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together.By what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠着他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
How many of you?Are a member of the body of Christ. Don't raise your hand.
我问大家，有多少人是在身体中做肢体的？
How many of you are a joint of supply in the body of Christ?
或者说的更准确一点，有多少的每一个肢体是互相联络的合适，百节各按其职的侍奉呢？
Throughout the whole book of Ephesians, these are instructions and measures, but when we come to Ephesians 5, 18 and 19, we're shown how we should be gathered together in the fullness of the Spirit.
然后保罗讲了很多，读到第五章十八十九节的时候，更是讲到有一些事情是我们特别要小心的。
Okay, joint of supply. Have you supplied a song?
你能够提一首诗吗？
Have you supplied a prayer?
你把你的祷告献上吗？
A giving of thanks?
感谢主吗？
Are you overflowing with the Spirit?
你是不是靠着圣灵来流啊？
That's the church according to Christ's measure.
如果你能够这样，这个教会就是一个活的。
An overflowing church.
是一个恩典流露的教会。
Every joint supply.
每一个这个肢体都有它的进攻能力。
There's no one of us that is not under the measure of this fullness that Christ expects in His church.
在这个教会的里面，没有任何一个肢体是不被基督的生命所衡量的。
Has He given us His Spirit?
因为他给了我们圣灵。
Then He expects His Spirit to be expressed in our lives.
那他就盼望我们的主就盼望。我们每一个人有圣灵的人能够把圣灵给我们的恩赐流出来。
Be filled with the Spirit speaking among yourselves.
他想说要被圣灵所充满。
Well, you see, we've hardly gotten started and already it's time to close.
我好像才刚刚开始，现在也要该结束了。
So if we might finally go to Colossians 3 and verse 11, our theme verse.
然后我们回到我们哥罗西书第三章这个主题，这次聚会的主题圣经。
Once again, we see this in the light of the measure of Christ for us.
你就可以看到，主给我们的那一份。
Now he is talking about us having put off the old man and putting on the new man that is being renewed.
在这里就说到脱下我们的旧人，穿上新人。
Now, what does this renewed image look like corporately?
这个被更新的形象，在一个整团体来看，应该是什么？
Verse 11 says it's a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
这个形象应该是在此不分是新 腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，都不分。
The church is one new man corporately.
教会是一个新人，以团体的来说。
And in this one new man, there's no distinctions anymore.
在这一个新人里头，不分门别类了。
Just a few weeks ago, our brother Christian Chen brought to us in New York a very challenging message regarding the Church of Antioch.
几周前，我们陈弟兄释放了一篇信息，讲到安提阿的教会。
And he spoke about the Church of Antioch, according to the Book of Acts, where they were first called Christians.
因为照《使徒行传》告诉我们。这个叫安提阿的教会的圣徒们第一次被人称作基督徒。
Now, at one time, there were Christians in Antioch, but they weren't called Christians.
因为在那个之前，已经有基督徒，可是并不被人称为基督徒。
They were Jews who'd believed and become Christians and were living in the Jewish quarter of Antioch, worshiping in synagogues, believing in Jesus.
那么这个安提阿的这个地方，当时有一些犹太人信了耶稣，曾经是在会堂里面信犹太教的。
But they weren't called Christians; they were called the people of the way.
那么这帮人当时不是被称作基督徒，虽然他们信主以后，他们被称为这些人是走道路的人。
And they were seen as some kind of a Jewish group that believed in a Messiah.
那么他们就在这些犹太人中间就看到有一些人相信这位弥赛亚。
But when those men came up from Cyprus and they came to Antioch, they began to preach the gospel, including to the Gentiles.
那么有一群基督徒从塞浦路斯这个地方来，把福音带进来，也有一些外邦人相信。
And we all know.That some Gentiles got saved.
那么在这个时候，外邦人信了主。
And they joined with these Jewish believers.
所以这些外邦人信了耶稣的人跟这些犹太人信了耶稣的人就在一起了。
And according to the list of names in Acts chapter 13,
从第十三章其实使徒行传来看的话
，we can assume that some of them spoke Hebrew, some spoke Greek.Some spoke Latin, and some spoke Syrian, the local dialect.
所以在那一个群体中间，有的人是讲希伯来话的，有人讲希腊话的，也有人讲拉丁话的，也有人讲那个 Syrian 话的。
And so the Lord put all of these different groups together into His blender and went.
所以这样不同背景、不同语言的人，神就通通放在这一个打果汁机里面转。
And then the people looked at these believers.
然后外面的人看这一群相信主耶稣的人。
Well, they didn't really look Jewish anymore.
你说他们是犹太人，他们不是纯种。
Well, what do we call them? Well,
那么这些到底是什么人？
Well, they're not really Greeks.
他们也不是希腊人。
And Manaean and some of those Romans speak Latin, but they're not really Italians.
但是他们又不是有意大利人。
Well, who are they?
他们到底是什么人？
Christians.
所以就叫他们基督徒。
This is Christ's measure for us.
所以这就是一个以基督来衡量的标准。
As long as the world or people can look at us and say, this is Chinese.
如果别人看我们搞了半天还是中国人。
This is not according to the measure.
那这就不是按照基督的衡量了。
If somebody comes into your assembly, whether it's in Seattle or California or New York,
不管你是这个聚会是在加州、在纽约、在哪里
，they should be confused.
外面人看我们应该看得糊里糊涂。
Well, I see Chinese.
他是看到有一批中国人
，but they're not Chinese. But they're not Americans.
他们也不是中国人，也不是美国人。
What if we recapture and recover the word just Christian?
如果他们能够叫你们就是基督徒的话，那对了。
Now you may have grown up in China.
你可能是从中国长大。
You may be thoroughly Chinese.
你可能从里到外是一个中国人。
Your young people are Americans.
你们的下一代都是美国人。
And they're looking for a place to call home.
那他们在那里要找一个能够称为家的地方。
Now what measure do they see when they come into your assembly?
那他们来看贵教会的时候，他们看见什么？
I meet in Flushing, we have 300 Chinese and 50 other than Chinese.
我们在纽约 Flushing 聚会，有300是老中，有50个非老中。
I'm one of the others, in case you didn't know.
我是属于那个另外一个组织。
And I'm afraid when people come in into our midst, they say, oh, this is Chinese.
我很怕他们进来看我们，就说：“哦，这是中国人的聚会。”
But we're working to confuse them.
我们正在做让他们搞不清楚的事情。
Everything we do in English.
我们做所有的事情都用英文。
Do you know that? And these are 300 Chinese doing everything in English.
这300个中国人所用的语言全都是英文。
Now, if they have to speak Chinese.Because anybody over 50 years old is exempt.
50岁以上例外。
Then we have somebody who translates for us.
然后有人翻译。
Because there's only one language in the Christians.
在基督徒里面其实只有一种语言。
And we don't want there to be any distinction.
我们这个不是有任何差别性。
We believe the measure of Christ is just Christian.
这一个神衡量我们的唯一标准就是基督徒。
Now think of all of the adjustments of the cross to make that a reality in our assembly.
要达到这个标准，我们每一个人所要背的十字架，所要付的代价是何等的大。
Listen, I know that this is the way of the cross.
的的确确，这是一个十字架的路。
There's no assembly here, including where I also attend.That has come into perfection and glory.
我所在的聚会也好，诸位所在的聚会也好，我们离那个完美的标准还有很长的距离。
But are we under the plumb line of the cross?
但是我们的标准还是要来到基督的这一个线砣，这个做标准。
Is His Spirit bringing us into this fullness that is the measure of the church?
主的心意乃是要把他的丰满带到这个他的身体里头。
Then praise God.
如果这个件事成功，就是要赞美神的地方。
We're being measured for glory.
因为神这样的衡量我们，为着一个简单的目标，就是神的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, hold to the high standard of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要。持守这一个耶稣基督最高的标准。
Don't allow for compromise.
不允许任何的妥协。
If you see him as he really is, we bow down in shame.
我们如果看见基督的原貌，那我们就低头敬拜他。
Oh Lord, have mercy upon us.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we pray for the workers here. Lord, have mercy upon us.
主，我们在这里今天特别为了主的工人祷告。
Oh Lord, we want the work that is done to survive the fire of Thy measure.
愿意我们所有工人所做的工能够经得过火的考验。
And we all know we're not satisfied with the fullness to which we have attained.
我们不以今天的光景，我们没有达到那个丰满为满足。
Oh, send down the divine plumb line over us.
主啊，求你把那个属天的线砣赏给我们。
We would be measured by according to Christ.
因为我们要被基督的标准来衡量。
Let the cross do its work in our assemblies.
求你用你的十字架在教会中做深入的工作。
We know you're measuring us even now.
因为你今天正在衡量你的教会我们。
And the glory is near.
因为我们相信荣耀就将近了。
We pray according to the hope of glory that we have.
主，我们真是按照这一个荣耀的盼望来祷告的。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。